All righty. Welcome, welcome. Grand day to you all. Thank you, ladies, for being here. Wow, today is a pretty large subject. Lots of material, maybe to get through, but fascinating. But while discussing and exploring this topic, guys, I felt it is important to preface that what we speak of today is of a direct correlation to the powers that used to be, U.S. Department of A, the creators of these institutes, you know, the dark. We know that there are so many amazing, wonderful beings of light that are a part of a religious organization. Therefore, it is with great care, respect, and heartfelt intent that we present our divine perspectives, comprehending religion, or is it religion? And as always, take with it what you will and leave the rest. And we also want to give love and gratitude to all who's listening, who chose to listen, and all the subscribers. As Q would say, prescribers. We love you, BBS Radio. The saying is really, really true. Without you, we wouldn't be here. Thank you so much. We love you, Q. Q and the team, Asha. Aw, we just love you all. So I want to honor this panel. We're going to miss you. Omi's not here, Amy today. But we honor kind, loving, and intelligent, the divine Donnie, also known as Merman, the incredible and depthful Leah, also known as Zaya.
I'm here.
Oh, I love you.
Present.
Yep, Merman just jumped in there with present. The most soft, amazing, visionful Amy, Omi, although. We'll miss you, but I hope you're out playing today, Amy. And the knowledgeable, creative, out there playing always, Bo in Idaho. And then, of course, there's me, Corinne, also known as Hummy, short for hummingbird, just floating or flying through this, what, plasmatic or etheric electromagnetic world. In love and excitement. So we love, I love you guys. This whole guys are all precious ones, really are. Thank you. We're presenting a very tender of topics today. So thank you for your time and space in aggregating. I couldn't help myself, guys, / congregating. I say aggregating, congregating.
I see what you did there.
I had to. I just, girls, y'all know me by now. But you all are here in the present, but certainly I love the congregation aggregation. You guys are a gift. You're here in the present, all of y'all. So, where do we start with this vast subject? Miss Bo, you synchronize perfectly. You recommended a song from REM. And I believe it's called Losing My Religion. No one wants to hear me sing to it. But Bo, thank you so much because this was synchronous. It is synchronistic. Here was an excerpt from the song. We couldn't play the song due to copyright. And we honor that, BBS. We comprehend that completely. But there is a segment that just says, "That's me in the corner. That's me in the spotlight, losing my religion." Okay, that's it. Now, y'all just ran away from me with that voice. But,
Nah, that was not bad, my girl. That was not
oh,
bad at all.
thank you. But losing my religion. So here's the question I pose. I'm just starting out here. Did we lose the concept of religion within oneself and choose religion instead? Did we choose religion? I'm talking as a proverbial collective, right? We to be led by the mind and give up our divine connection to our inner God, our very connection to our own life force energy. So to point, I'll start with the definition of religion to me, versus religion. So in an incredible article, couldn't help myself. This was a heartfelt or awakening article. Of course, they're all heartfelt on forthepeople.space titled Religion. Now, this was posted 22 June 2024. Thank you, Asha, Q, and the team. My goodness, what light beings you all are. The meaning, though, from the Latin term religere, or religere. I'm not a pronunciator of Latin, but I am of Italiano. So, hey, I'm going to go with more the Italian pronunciation. But re-elegere is to, quote, re-elect or merge once again with our own spirit, our own inner truth, our source of life. In this regard, there is nothing more important than religion. And that is so beautiful. But again, the concept, guys, of religion. But in my zest and enthusiasm, I opted to look at the duality aspect of it as well. So in researching further, I found this definition, what I call of religion. Or religion, but to me, religion, commonly defined as a system. Now, this is loaded, y'all. This is just loaded. So commonly defined as a system of beliefs and practices and values centered on the worship of one or more deities or a higher power, what, than thou, a higher power than your own self, often involving what? Rituals, moral codes, and a sense of community, a sense of. It typically, right? It typically addresses fundamental questions about existence, purpose, and the afterlife. Fundamental, right? Providing a framework for, get this, Zio, you'll love this one, understanding the universe and humanity's place within it. So we stand under not only the universe, but our own place within it. Okay, the word itself derives from the Latin religio, okay, which can mean, now get this, y'all, reverence, revering, obligation, or bond, potentially from religare or ligiare, meaning to bind again, to reconnect. Can we make this up? Is this in plain sight? Here's one other. The term legion has multiple meanings. Primarily, oh my goodness, it refers to a large military unit historically associated with who? The Roman army, where a legion was a formation of approximately 3,000 to 6,000 soldiers organized, okay? into cohorts. So do we go over real quick to the concept of, you know, aggregating, okay? Aggregation, organization, congregation, okay? Organized into cohorts and led by a commander, a priest, maybe a rabbi, who knows? I don't know. You know, I'm just asking, right? Or maybe I do. I'm just asking. But this is interesting. In a broader sense, legion denotes a large number, or multitude of people. Now, get this, guys. Multitude, a large number of a multitude of people, things, or entities, often implying a vast organized group, as in, quote unquote, a legion of supporters. Lastly, the word derives from the Latin legio, meaning levy or military draft. So, in specific culture or religious contexts, such as Christianity, legion, now get this, you can't make this up, is also the name given to a group of demons in the New Testament, Mark 5:9, where a man possessed by many evil spirits, entities, can we call them, declares, quote unquote, "My name is Legion, for we are many." I mean, wow, guys. I mean, this is just, it's crazy. As we can see, a simple reversal, as Asha pointed out, the article, Religion or Religion, her article was really incredible. But it is religion versus religion. In for the people towards worshiping outside the self instead of knowing your own spirit as your connection with your creator reverses the sacred flow of life. And this discord from one's own spirit leads to extreme duality, conflict, loss of life force, and a need to eventually take other people's light, creativity, and power to feel life is worth living. So here we are. And as we can see, duality is the separation of the whole into opposites. It's crazy, guys, because now you can move ultimately into indoctrination. And that refers to the process of teaching or installing a set of beliefs, ideas, or doctrines in a person or group, often in a way that encourages, get this, total acceptance or adherence. In the context of religion or religion, indoctrination religion involves imparting specific theological doctrines, moral codes, or spiritual practices to followers, get this, with an emphasis on conformity over questioning. So I'm asking, guys, is religion a realignment of our beliefs, practices, and values through our choice, but it also through indoctrination based on our choice, centered on worship of a deity and or deities, programmed, I call it, or led, fed to us based upon whatever religion someone is connected, coded, because it can be coded within your DNA, of course it is, and corded or aligned with, based upon, gosh, so much. Most of it, if you look at it, based upon the books you choose, like the Bible, the Torah, the Old Testament, the New Testament, the Mahabharata, etc. I mean, there's many, but in mass, in a large group or legion, can it be that the U.S. Department of Defense would lure us with fake, false idols, both monotheistic and polytheistic, to step outside one's own divinity within? So let's go over to That's Me in the Corner. You guys thought I was done singing with that. Losing my religion. So did I just give up my own divinity? Let's just say my life force energy to a deity outside myself Hence, discerning from my own divine true Christ spark, my own God, prime creator spark within. It's very interesting, and it can be tricky based on if you're in conflict, as Q would say, tugging, your mind is tugging or your heart is tugging. So ultimately, Lily, hello.
Lily Ann Porter. That was her agreement. She was like, yeah, girl.
You know, what? One thing, one word you brought up a number of times, Corinne, is the word belief or believes. Mm-hmm. And what, let's go to English etymology. What's right in the middle of that word? The word lie.
Mm-hmm.
So lie. Right there off the bat, mm-hmm. We have to believe in something, like you said, outside of us.
Mm.
In your definition of religion, I have this picture of slavery, because you have to conform and be exactly as you're told to be by who? Somebody standing up at a pulpit telling you how to live your life. I need to close the door a bit. Hold on, I'll be right back.
Now that's awesome. And, you know, it is awesome, Bo. Really, absolutely, I like that. Be a lie. That's belief. Absolutely. The last thing I'll just throw out here, Asha states in the article that we referenced above that I did. Now get this quote. It is this very disconnection from our source, our spirit, and our inner truth that has led to the total downfall of humanity and the perversion we see proliferating globally. Without this connection of spirit within, we become trees without roots, blown about haphazardly by the wind. That's it. I totally yield here, guys, but there's so much to unpack with all of this.
Loaded. Completely loaded conversation. But what you were picking out, Bo, in the term of belief, you know, it came to me years ago. I was sitting with that word because I heard it so much throughout my childhood. Being raised in Christian religion, a restricted one, which was the apostolic faith. So there were a lot of restrictions within this belief system. And I just remember just hearing that term, believe, believe, believe. And then I would ask myself, well, why do we believe it and not know? Like, why are we? I wasn't there when Jesus died on the cross. I wasn't there when Mary supposedly conceived and gave birth. So we're to believe these things. But I do know that Kmart is on 8 Mile and whatever. I do know that these things are there. So why are there things that I know based on my experience? And then there are things that I have to believe. And so who's telling me what is their record on this being true? And why would I accept these ideas, not only from the people who are teaching them or preaching them, but even from this book, when I'm apostolic, but if I go to the Baptist people, if I go to the Catholics, if I go to the Presbyterians, they all have a different version of the same thing.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
So if I'm to believe, and my dad would say a lot, you know, that other religions are not rightly dividing the word of God. And so I would be like, well, how do you know you are? So I'm saying all this to say what my experience has been in religion is that it's very judgmental and very selfish. And it says that my belief of my God is right and you're damned and you're going to hell because you didn't pick out of this scripture what I'm picking out of this scripture. So you're wrong and I'm right. it to me, it's just a tug and it's a war that doesn't even need to exist. If everyone would just allow everyone their own perception, there wouldn't be war. And there was warring within the sector of the Christian sector that I grew up in. There was warring within there. There were ministers falling out with each other and all of that and starting new churches because they had a different ideology of a concept. So as you were talking, Hami, I was sitting with seeing when you talked about the separation, how religion separates us from our innate true selves. Even within the separation, there is separation. So,
and might you say that is by device?
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yep.
I had similar experiences, not growing up like you did in Christianity. I was born Catholic. But then when I became 16, I started going to a fundamentalist, non-denominational church, which really verged on being a cult. When you look at all the parameters of what a cult is, and again, we can get into cultism and talk about religion in that way. But very similar, you know, if you don't believe the Bible the way I believe it, you're going to hell and you're wrong. That's a judgment. Doesn't the Bible say not to judge? Oh, it's just amazing.
Yeah, it is. But and also what I see too, because I was this person too. So I'm not knocking down anyone at all. It's just, I just see things differently now. That judgment of everyone else being wrong, it causes within, just from my experience, it caused within me to be even judgmental to myself. So now, not only am I looking at other people and what they're doing and how they're not following what I feel that the word should look like, within my own being, I'm in judgment too, because I'm the one judging. So therefore, I'm judging myself too, if that makes any sense.
100%. It's just, yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you're a sinner, right?
Mm-hmm, absolutely. So I'm so hard on myself. You know, I'm so, you know, watching everyone else, but at the same time, not honoring my own self and my own state of being, because I don't know to do that. So coming from that experience, I get it. When I hear other people speaking, I get where they are because I was there. So, you know, and then when I match that to going into spirituality, so to speak, which is the love and light game, just, I call it walking across the street. It's just this idea of an experience that's outside of you, and it doesn't matter how you're practicing it. So when I started to go more into spirituality, it was still an outer experience. It's still me not going within, even though I'm hearing it, you know, throughout some of the sectors of that, I still don't know how to do it. And so therefore the religion in me never left, even though it just changed faces, but the belief system in me reaching outside of myself and not knowing who I am did not leave.
That is beautiful, Zaya and Bo, which you guys brought to the table, honey.
Yeah. Oh, my thoughts or my heart into this a little bit. Yeah. Welcome, everybody. It's fantastic to be with all you ladies again. Conscious state, the high conscious state that we're all in, that we bring together for soul journeys. Mm. But, you know, religion, thinking back a little step, but religion, thinking about it, it's probably the most powerful force on earth, mm-hmm. if you think about it today. I mean, it's greater than any country, greater than the belief systems within that are indoctrinated into religion today is, you know, with a billion people in the Catholic Church, I mean, it is basically the most powerful force on earth. Looking, and if we look at it, that if it's religion is looking with outside to the masses that believe in the religion, that it teaches us to look outside for God to give us the power, or Lord or whatever, to give us the power to do whatever we want, rather than commanding to our own spirit to give us that power. Is a whole the opposite side of how we most people think about this, but with great care with religion. But as it is today in this world, it's an organization, it's a political power, and it's been created that to control the masses, in my view. But it with the rituals that it indoctrinates people in to follow that religion, but when you look within to your own spirit, you know, you gain. There's no rituals, there's no churches, there's no organizations, there's no funding, there's no for political purposes, there's no separation of mankind. There's no indoctrination of any kind when you look within rather than looking without. There's no religious wars. There's no judgment. We lose so much of that when we start looking in ourselves, our own spirituality. And what happens is that rather than separation and conflict, we have mass love for all and everything. And that's basically what... Yeah, I think we have a dichotomy in our society today, but religion probably started a lot differently than it is today, just like anything. I mean, everything's been, you know, even sports and everything is, you know, used to be a game, and now it's now they're corporations and they have political influence and you know, economic impacts. It's totally, it's just morphed out of control, but it's controlling a massive amount of society today. But and it creates a lot of duality within people because they feel they need to go and be follow the belief system of the religion, but basically it's it affects the quality of their life and it restricts and limits their own abilities. And I believe it separates it a lot, but anyway, those, you know, I don't know, my soapbox here, but the thing is that, you know, that's why we're talking about it, because we really want to get deep into this and think about, well, you know, what, let's look more within and command our own spirits, because we're all a fragment of what God is, or source, or what we are, our spirit. Each one of us has that shaft of light in us. And so to awaken it is what we have to do, to look within and rather than looking outside ourselves for any purpose.
You know, speaking on that, there was something that you said that really stands out, and whoop, it left.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go, Zion.
No, I said I didn't jot it down. So go ahead, honey.
No, I mean, to your point, Zion, and Donnie's point regarding the economic, political, and social aspects of the woven web of, there was a Norn's tale I told you all about called The Web of Weird, where three sisters, it's an old Norse tale, W-Y-R-E-D, weird. And basically they wove the timelines, when I feel into it, of the past, present, and future. Each of the three sisters, happened to stand over and literally weave these timelines of what we perceive as the past, present, future. Why I bring that up is because when we say weird, the political, economic, and social, here comes three, And being three, by the way, I'm not Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Like, wait
Mother,
a minute.
Mother, Maiden, Crone.
Thank you, Bo. Because what? Like, what do you mean the Father, Son? And by the way, when we're in the Christian church, or maybe others, there could be, you know, there probably is, holy, the word holy, H-O-L-Y, and W-H-O-L-Y, or whole, W-H-O-L-E, English language, hello. But yeah, Zaya, you and I talked about this, and Bo, I threw it out, Donnie comprehends this too. Are we made by the church, is we're holy, or are we whole? So to me, it correlates to religion versus the concept of religion, as Asha pointed out, meaning going within, just the concept of your heart, leading from your heart, as Donnie was saying, and all of us are pointing out, going within, connecting to your God force energy, or that's whole. You're made whole. Your beautiful divine life force energy, mm-hmm. or holy, H-O-L-Y, what a very interesting transmutation.
Right.
And you've got holes in you, meaning flawed, and then you have to take it outside and look to a deity or give up your power or many deities.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you go into the Canaanite, or, you know, when you go back to Sumeria, just one last thing that's off the cuff here. But really, the concept of the, it was really polytheistic for very long, many gods, God of this, God of that, God of the sky, God of, but what they were is just honoring, like the Native Americans or the African, the ancient Dogons, they felt within their heart they were led by the sun god. It was all natural, the wind god, right? The earth god, where it provided. They were more connected to, and I even wonder, did those ancient beings that were so connected to their own heart, when we talk of many, were they just what they would call spirits or beautiful aspects of the whole, W-H-O-L-E, conceptually, that we are all one with them? So trying to tie it all in a bow, as Donnie and Zaya were saying, you guys are saying, is that why is it that we're flawed at so much so that we chose the aspect of going from our heart to the mind energy and give up our divinity, our divine power, our love, our truth for ourselves, first and foremost, and give it to a deity that turns out to be quite judgmental? And, you know, lastly, I'll just say, I was actually told this directly. Donnie, by a doctor friend of ours who was helping us, she's a sacral cranial doctor in Scottsdale. I will only say that, Arizona. And she's very born again. And all she once said, I forgot our conversation, but she ultimately said, she's born again. Our God is a jealous God. Our God is a jealous God. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, is this what they're teaching born again now? And by the way, Zaya, too,
there's,
and Donnie.
There's a holiness there.
Yeah.
You're holy if you follow church's doctrines.
Bingo.
Bingo.
You're whole when you obtain the light of your spirit and you follow the light of your spirit.
And Lily agrees.
Yeah, I heard that.
She's chiming in here, that's for sure.
She is. There's so many sects, as you were saying, Zaya, S-E-C-T-S, I believe, or oh well. But there's so many sects to each individual religion. So is Mormon.
It's a sect.
And then within Mormon, there's Jack Mormon. Mm-hmm. in the synagogue or
that's somebody that drinks beer, honey. Jack Mormon is somebody that's kind of like not really adhering to what they're supposed to.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Oh, heck, there's so many. And there's a lot of Jack Mormon around.
Yeah.
If we're monotheistic, then why do we have all these separation of different...
Exactly.
Can
I offer something? Because it seems to fit in this space. It's from the Ringing Cedars series by Vladimir Migre, otherwise known as the Anastasia books. And it's from book 7, The Energy of Life. I'm going to read a little bit if that's okay.
Please.
Chapter 20 just synchronistically happened right when we started deciding we were going to bring this subject up on the show. It's called Pagans. And so I'm going to read a little bit. And I really feel like it fits. So here we go. The words pagan or paganism have been turned into word symbols designating something bad or terrible. The word Christian has also become a word symbol, but it symbolizes by contrast spiritually decent, enlightened thought, closeness to God. And then he goes on to say, our ancestors were some kind of horrible, dark people, but then enlighteners, in quotes, arrived, bringing with them new ideology worked out of Israel, namely Christianity. Instead of communing with nature, you must ask forgiveness for your sins. Your distant foremother was a pagan. She loved and understood nature. She was acquainted with the universe and knew the meaning of the rising sun. She gave birth to you in the far distant past, in a marvelous garden. They were pagans and they were able to understand God sources thoughts through nature. They knew how to make you happy. They knew because they were pagans. Your father died in an unequal battle with foreign mercenaries, fighting for your future. And it brought to my mind the Scots and the British, but that's an aside. Your mama was burnt at the stake and because she refused to exchange your marvelous future for what you see around you today. But still, today came. And the descendants of the pagans are still on bended knee, still kissing the hands of the descendants of those who burnt their mothers and slew their fathers. And then in chapter 22, he says, paganism and especially Vedicism, which is the Vedic, some people call it a religion, but here he said, could scarcely be termed a religion, and in Russia at that time it was a Vedic nation. I'll go back. Paganism and especially Vedicism could scarcely be termed a religion. It would be more accurate to refer to it as a culture of a way of life. Mm-hmm. It was the greatest culture alive on earth, belonging to a highly spiritual civilization. The civilization did not believe, there's that word again, in God. Its people knew God, or creator, source, whatever you want to call it. This civilization's people communicate with God. They understood the thoughts of the creator. They knew the designated purpose of every blade of grass, of every midge, and of every plant. So that's because they went within and they didn't look to anybody else to tell them how to believe or what to do. They went within. I'll leave it at that.
I love that because when growing up, we were told the paganists were evil. Mm-hmm. And that what they practiced was not of God. That's so interesting.
Well, when most people think of pagans, they think of devil worshipers mm-hmm. or what have you, when actually it's somebody without religion. It's somebody that is connected to nature. And Q talked about that a lot. What did he say time and time again? Go out into nature. It's mm-hmm. how we're supposed to live. We were born into the Garden of Eden originally, although there is no time. So it's all happening concurrently because of omnipresence. But I feel like when you go within, you can reconnect to that original source, that creator, because we're all divine fractals of that creator. Donnie said it. You know, we're all divine fractals of creator, God, source, whatever you want to call it. It is the light, and we are beings of light, and I will yield.
And as you know, Bo, Claudio Nocelli speaks about this in quite a few of his Nos Confunde books regarding a full fractal. Actually, even George Cavazos speaks about this too, about being the full fractal of source. That's what makes us so interesting and so needed by the parasites, custodians, U.S. Department of Ag, the DART. And they feed off of how powerful we are. Therefore, the aspect of programming our mind or bypassing a heart bypass, bypassing the heart, hooking it to the divine, and the new aspect of human 7.0, let's say, if we were reset six times just generically, let's just give it a theoretical aspect, and humanity, this is what they've done, is bypass our heart, because that is the portal, as we spoke of in our other discussions of sojourns, is it mind to heart? And Q has definitely skyrocketed us into this. This is source, but it becomes very tricky. So I ask you guys, look at how tricky it became, meaning religion versus religion, even spirituality. And lastly, I want to thank incredible Zosia, our soul sister there. Basically, I'm going to share something with you and of Sweet Lauren and Zosia's heartfelt golden show on BBS called Unstoppable Love, guys. But she read a beautiful book. She read an excerpt called Jonathan Livingston Siegel. And I bought the book fairly recently and reread it. My dad read it to me many moons ago. But in Jonathan Livingston Siegel by Richard Bach, the spirituality aspect is just off the chart woven throughout. And Jonathan, a Siegel, transcends by going within the limitations of his flock of seagulls and encounters a higher plane of existence. So in one of the passages, Jonathan meets this elder gull named Chang, and he guides him toward a deeper comprehension of his soul purpose. And Chang states something very fascinating. So this is beautiful. Don't believe what your eyes are telling you, Chang says. Mm. All they show is limitations. Look within, right, Zaya? Mm. I mean, look within your understanding. Find out what you already know.
Love it.
And you'll see the way to fly. Chang goes on to say, begin by knowing, as Bo would say, no, he did not say believing, but knowing. You had said the same, that you have already arrived. Knowing that you have arrived, begin by knowing you've arrived at your destination, where you always wanted to be. Y'all, does that sound like the right-hand side of the T chart? I mean,
you know what that sounds like? That sounds like when Q taught Billy how to fly the craft. You had to know where you were going. You had to know you were going to get there.
Conscious gateways. Perfect, Bo. Perfect. He goes on to say, Chiang does, telling Jonathan the goal, both goals. Heaven is not a place and it is not a time. Heaven being perfect. I will add, meaning, now for me, be your authentic life force prime creator, leading from one's heart self. But Chiang spoke of souls as if they were separated from their bodies, saying, your whole body from wingtip to wingtip is nothing more than your thought. I added thought, of course, but it is nothing more than your thought itself in a form you can see. Break the chains of your thought. Program mind energy, guys.
Wow. And
break the chains of your body, too. Jonathan felt a great shock of understanding or comprehension. You have the freedom to be yourself, your true self here and now, Chiang said, and nothing can stand in your way. This is the power. Now I will add the power, the prime creative God within us all. I cannot stress it and stretch it enough. We all have to do, all of us, all we have to do is choose to be guided by our inner self. And as Asha said, the heart is where everything wonderful becomes possible through aligning with a higher frequency of our inner self. Guys, I added that. It was so beautiful. So that's it.
I love it. Unlimited. And after going back to religion, the whole versus holy, whereas being holy, you know, it's a usurp of our life force energy. So anytime we are reaching outside of ourselves for a savior, for someone to come back, and all of these things, we're actually giving our life force over to that entity or that belief system, as I see it now, as a system of code. And, you know, when, as you stated, all we had to ever do was go within. But if religion tells us to go within, then the whole idea and concept of that artificial intelligence dies away. And that's another thing I call it. AI. So,
that is deep, girl.
I'm using my own terms here, but.
No, but it's true. It's artificial intelligence.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Not our own.
No. Perfect. No. No.
Not authentic.
It is artificial. Wow, that's huge.
Yeah. It is huge.
So that's how I see it. It's like we're upholding, going back to computers, we're upholding an operating system that only exists off of our belief in it. That's the only way it could be there. We're the only ones supporting it with our life force. And it's the same as everything else that's happening within the matrix on down through the layers and levels, meaning home ownership, FOSS, car ownership, FOSS, driver's license, all of that. Our life force energy is being used to uphold that entire construct of artificial intelligence, and it would not exist if we weren't feeding it.
May I be so bold to offer an opinion? In my opinion, science is a religion as well. Mm-hmm. We are told, the scientists say this. Well,
yeah.
Just think of during COVID. Science says... But anyway, we're told that we live in a heliocentric solar system. Mm-hmm. We are told there's viruses. We are told there's this, there's that. Do we really know? It's a religion because you have to believe what somebody that supposedly has more knowledge than you because they went to school is telling you.
Yeah. So
to me, science, as it stands today, is artificial intelligence as well. And it is a religion. And people definitely worship it.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Absolutely. I just had this flashback once again of Seymour, Little Shop of Horrors, where it's the same concept. He had to keep feeding the plant. Mm. He had to keep comfort. So guess what he had to do? He had to either jump into himself or go find another victim to feed the plant so the plant could continue to grow. And by golly, it was blood. Let's not even go there. But, you know.
That's like for a
purpose. Oh, that just reminded me of communion.
See, that's why I said,
let's not go there. I just did.
No, it's perfect because, I mean, there's so much to unravel with all this. It's fun, but yet tricky because my feeling, again, this is divine perspectives for anyone listening. So it's our perspective. But from our, and knowing, it's truly a knowing inwardly, as Q would say, how do you even tell someone any of this? And my first concept was, you don't.
Yeah.
They don't want to hear it. But this is beautiful because on a podcast, thank you, BBS, you know, we're able to share our perspectives, our knowing, and yet anyone who opts to accept or dig in deeper, go down what we call the proverbial rabbit hole, they're welcome to.
Mm-hmm. And
if not, that's okay. Mm-hmm. It's your journey. It's good. Truly is a choice. So
right. We're just breaking down concepts here that are usually not spoken with publicly on public. And for the purpose of dissecting, you know, where we are today in our society, and with great respect for any religious beliefs anybody might have, you know, I'm raised as a Christian in Sunday school, and it's like, you know, many, but have evolved to a different, I guess, belief today of my own spirit. Yeah. But with great respect, there's no judgment or
right
observation, not judgment, and it's from our own perspective and our own experiences.
Very well. So by looking within, I still believe my thoughts, my opinion is that we're unlocking our limitations and igniting our light and love for all everything on earth. And so I think that is what it. Versus a looking outward and being a member of a group separates us in a way, whatever that group is, and complaining with that. So, but anyway,
the merman is having fun,
right? You know, to add to that, I will also like to share, you know, share an idea for people to invite yourself. And this is coming from a place of experience. Invite yourself to question, allow yourself to question, because that's how I got through the veil. I broke through the veil by allowing myself to question. I heard all my life, you don't question God. You know, and I'm like, as a child, I'm like, I'm not questioning God. I'm questioning you, you know, so I'm asking you. But they didn't have the answers. So they deflected. I get it now. They deflected and said, you don't question God, because they didn't have the answers for me, because they didn't question it either. And it's perhaps these are things that they thought about, but were afraid to allow the question to come through. So if those who are listening to this, you know, whatever you're feeling within your body, you know, question it, allow it to come up and express itself. that's how I got through that veil. Because it's not easy to break through. It's almost like an addiction. I'm you know, being very careful of my words, but it really is. It's a fear that's implanted. And then when you start to question things, that fear comes back and it arises and it challenges your questioning.
Wow. That word hadn't come up in this whole discussion of fear, the indoctrination of fear within religion.
Maybe we need to have another chat on this. And I just wanted to say 3 minutes left, guys.
Yeah, and I think it's time to wrap up a little bit here.
Ready? Oh my gosh, goodness. Bo, you want to? Yeah, we could go on with part two if y'all are excited to do that. This is awesome. Honor and love to you guys, BBS, Q, and the team. Don't forget, guys, whoever's listening. Project Review with Q Homesteading is next. We honor and love you all. Bo, you want to add your beautiful radio show with you and Vic?
Oh, yes. Tomorrow at 4 Central, it's Down and Dirty with Idaho Bo. That's me. And Vivacious Vic, my beautiful friend down in Boise. Mm-hmm. And we are going to talk about home food preservation. Canning, dehydrating, fermenting, the whole gamut. So hope you all can listen.
Wow. Awesome. That goes along with homesteading perfectly.
Yes, it does. Got land, now what?
Yes, I love that.
Thanks, Corinne.
No, we love you guys. Oh, you guys are precious. Thank you again. We miss you, Omi. Y'all want to say anything before we take off?
Thank you, BBS. We love you all. I love all you, my beautiful sojourners.
Yeah.
And all the audience.
Yes, 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 yes. Love you, love you, love you. Well, maybe our next conversation, we can open up to callers.
Ooh. Oh, that would be awesome sauce.
Yeah. That'd
be grand idea. That is perfect.
Definitely.
Love you guys.
Thank love you.
Everyone.
Cue the music, Thomas.
Thank you so much. Thank you all.